Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us for another show. Ava, good to have you.
It's good to be here.
Unfortunately, Don's not going to be here, which is a...
For the last show of January.
Yep.
Sorry.
He's got some stuff going on, so...
More, he gets a pass.
Hope everything's okay there. And, yeah, but we got a lot of good stuff coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about the Minnesota DNR request for funding and what the administration actually said. This is what we have allotted for you, which is a rather unique number. And we're going to talk a little bit about a new access order that's come from the Department of the Interior. Good news if you're liking to be outdoors and have more public access. So super news there. Trying to end it up real positive stuff going on this particular week. Hope you stick around. We'll be back with more Valley Outdoors right after this. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Well, Ava, another show. Last one of January 2026.
How was the first month of the year for you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not bad.
Mine was busy. Why am I so busy in January? That's my question.
Well, I don't think it's going to change in February.
I don't think so either.
So there you go.
It's amazing how the calendar just fills up with things, you know?
Yeah. We've got a big boat show coming up for myself down at Miami. That's a big one coming.
And we're coming with you for that, right?
Yeah.
Miami?
How about you look for the invitation?
Yeah.
If you don't get one.
Let me know who to call.
Yep, exactly. Okay. Exactly. lots of things in the news, obviously. Not necessarily good news that people have been focusing on Minnesota, but nonetheless, one of the stories that came out that kind of, I don't know, I'm just going to say it surprised me. I'll let you guys be the judge on this particular one. You know, we've done a report a number of, about a month ago, regarding the economic benefit that the state gets from the recreational industry, right? I think you remember we talked about that. And the recreational industry is a massive, massive part of what Minnesota is. I think it's number three as far as income. And of course, it's a big...
Yeah, there's lots to do here.
Yeah. And as far as industry, we've got a lot of industries that are here within the recreational business side. So it's a big part of the state's income and livelihood for a lot of people. So the DNR recently put together their need for upkeep. Fisheries have got some, these rearing ponds and hatcheries that are just, you know, Ron Scher has done a great job through MinFish trying to raise money to get that changed, but it's just not, you know, it's not enough there. Well, the DNR for Minnesota sought $359 million into general obligation bonds for various projects. This is the part I find it hard to believe. Maybe they didn't cut it, well, you know, 60%. They didn't cut it 30%. They cut it 82%. So it went from $359 million to $62 million. And that's all it's covering. Of course, now they have to back up and look at it and say, okay, lands, building, facilities, make sure those are functioning. So they're only able to do base material pieces, and rather than really get the things that on the infrastructure that are really going to help move the needle, which I find is rather staggering. The growing list of deferred maintenance, meaning they're pushing off to a later date, it poses considerable risk to safety and usability of the DNR managed assets and the public benefits they provide. So estimates are totaling about $789 million. They only requested $359 million of it. And the total capital investment recommendation was $907 million, with $700 million of that coming from the general obligation bonds. The DNR could receive $300 million less than what it requested. It's staggering to me to see that kind of a reduction. They're trying to preserve and modernize existing buildings, acquire some some public lands, and looking at improving accessibility with DNR managed lands, repairing dams, mitigate flood hazards, etc., support parks and trail grants. So the bulk of the recent original request was 203, focused on just repairing and renovating degraded buildings. And the $70 million of that original number was just going to handle crisis or poor buildings that are just not in a good place. Water control project for wetlands, that kind of thing. And $10 million for repair for fish hatcheries, as I spoke about, which is a big thing. We have to repair those, otherwise we're going to be in a bad state of affairs with that. And they are offering administration of Minnesota is offering the agency only $30 million to focus on major repairs and renovations. I mean, it's less than half of what they need to do with buildings, roads, trails, public water access and fish hatcheries, infrastructure, bridges, and recreational facilities. Makes no sense to me. And in my opinion, it's a sad state of affairs when it comes to that. And I won't go into the rest of it, but there's, you kind of wonder when you have needs like that and you wonder where is the money. And it's another piece of it that's impacted by all of what's going on and right now with Minnesota. So unfortunate. And I certainly hope that.
You know, we need some good news here in our state.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
I'm just going to be honest about that.
I think the good news is the coming week weather's going to be nice and it's going to be good to be outside.
Ending on a positive note.
How about that? How about that? Hey, we'll tell you what, stay tuned. We got really good news coming up as far as the Department of the Interior recently just announced something big for everybody who likes the outdoors. Stay tuned for Valley Outdoors coming right up.